Okay, now we're going to do a patient by the name of Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Fontenot, F-O-N-T-E-N-O-T. Date of birth is 12/56. This is a 68-year-old woman currently on hospice with end-stage COPD, period. Patient's seen today for face-to-face at 7:30 a.m. on 4/18/2024, period. Donna is quite obtunded this morning with the O2 side of 83%, blood sugar is 100. She's babbling, but her speech is unintelligible, period. Patient has had many hospitalizations, especially recently with exacerbation of COPD. Shortness of breath, blood sugar out of control, weight loss, difficulty breathing, anxiety, depression, and diabetes out of control, along with the history of seizure disorder, period. Today, she was found to be obtunded with O2 side of 83%. Patient is on O2 to keep her comfortable. She's in no distress. She's currently on hospice, does not want to go back and forth to the hospital. Our job is to keep her as comfortable as possible. On the exam, she does have some rows in her chest. For this reason, Lasix was started along with the nebulizer treatments right away. Period. She has extensive history of smoking. She's bedbound because of her shortness of breath. She's tachycardic. She's confused, muscle weakness in the lower extremity, bowel and bladder incontinent. Right side is heart failure as well, related to corpulmonale and end stage COPD. Once again, blood sugar today was stable at 100. Patient could be postectal since the patient is on Keppra 500 milligram BID for seizure, but none was witnessed by the staff today, period. What's important is the patient needs to be kept as comfortable as possible. With respiratory treatments, oxygen, and Lasix, if patient can take it by mouth, patient arousable to deep stimuli only at this time, and then she has a tendency to babble with unintelligible speech. Overall prognosis is quite poor. She's very close to dying, and we'll comply with her wishes, no further hospitalization, and we'll keep patient as comfortable as possible at her residence at 9818 Kindle Tree, KINDLETREE Circle, this morning. Discussed findings with the hospice nurse. Thank you.